Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
In the Spirit of America Party book. Yes, while that hymn was playing, Our Father's God to Thee, oh, they'll be after that one next. Obama has declared a jihad on Christians. Yeah, they're doing it. They're sneaking around to certain military bases, like the Air Force Academy. They're going to get rid of Under God. Yes. And all the little sissy generals are afraid that they're going to have their pensions ruined. Yeah, they don't even worry. What is it? Put your life on the line. I regret that I have but one life to give for my country, but not for my pension. Well, it's easy to be brave when you're up in years or when you're young, either one. So what do we got going tonight? Well, we have the crisis in healthcare. Did you watch the hearings on the computer guys? Did you ever see so many rats on a sinking ship? Oh, man. I was on a cruise, and I always recall seeing the rope that holds the ship to the dock, and they always have that, that rat detector to keep the rats from going up the rope and boarding the ship. Now they just walk up the gangplank and they're called admirals. Oh, man. Admiral Lemon. This is guy, the world's worst. If there's ever a screw-up that Obama wants to cover up, and the Democrat Party is the cover-up party of death. They really are. They cover up everything. I think they all carry rugs in their briefcases in case they have to sweep anything under it. They are terrible. Looking at the hearings today, it opens up a guy that's the chair of the committee. He's a Republican. He says, we just want to get answers. We just want to get to the bottom. We just want to find out how serious a problem we have. And he's got four people up there that are all computer oriented. And I got to tell you, the four that were up there, they were fit to be tied. So he then turns it over to a spokesman for the Party of Death. And immediately this guy goes into a tirade about, oh, the Republicans, they caused the slowdown in work. What do you mean? They didn't refill the coffee cups on the elevator? Yeah. You ever been in a government building? You got to go someday. There's two places you got to go. You got to go to a government building and just walk around and see who's working. And the other place you got to go is you got to go to any emergency room on a Friday night and see how big a drug problem we got. Yeah, two places you got to go. I walked into 26 Federal Plaza under Jimmy Carter, who was telling Americans to cut their thermostat down to 58. And when I walked in, everybody was wearing summer clothes, Bahama jackets, short sleeve, Hawaiian prints, and the windows were open because the heat was stifling. And that's your government at work. And then there was a row of elevators, and when all the doors opened, everybody standing there was overweight and had a coffee cup in their hand. Oh, man, are we in trouble? Are we feeding the fatted calf, the golden calf that's going to eat us eventually? Are we in trouble? Are we in trouble? So I'm watching these hearings, and then along comes Henry Waxman. You know Henry Waxman? Henry Waxman is he is the arch enemy of Mighty Mouse. In another life, he was Oil Can Harry, who tied a Tess Trueheart to the railroad tracks. Henry Waxman is the held a $72 million investigation into baseball players taking steroids, and he called to account Roger Clemens, and not knowing anything about baseball, hasn't got the first idea. He thinks they throw nine balls a pitch. He accused Roger Clemens of stealing second base and threw the book at him. Yeah, the book. It's not the Bible, because Democrats have no God, and they don't swear on the Bible no more. You'll never hear "So help me God" in the Democrat Party. Not at all. And I flash back to Harry Truman. Not only did he say, "Oh, so help me God," you got to YouTube Harry Truman's inauguration. He grabbed the Bible out of the judge's hands and he kissed it. How's that? And here's Obama, the first president in American history to threaten the Catholic Church. And what do you think he's hanging over their heads? That's going to make them all jump through hoops and keep their mouths shut. Tax-exempt status. Yeah. He knows how. Communists know how to do it. Like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, they play chess, we play checkers. So the latest news tonight is an American oil tanker flying an American flag. You know how many American ships fly American flags? About six. Yeah, I wonder if the U.S. Navy is still flying the American flag. Maybe it's not politically correct anymore. So, it was overrun by Nigerian pirates. And they took off the ship to Americans. And they're holding them for ransom. So I did a quick blog. It said, don't send anybody else to Libya. They are sodomizing State Department officials. Do you know that Hillary Clinton joked when Gaddafi, when they were sticking rods up Gaddafi's anus? She said, we came, we saw, we killed him. And the two women with her, they all cracked up. And then, all of a sudden, Al-Qaeda came, they saw the ambassador, and they sodomized him. And you don't hear about that in the paper. They don't talk about that. They didn't even talk about the other guys who were dying with him. You know what they used to say?
The ambassador and three others.
That's right, three others. Only the ambassador had a name. The other three didn't have names. And what about the guy that's still in the hospital, that's under house arrest, who was the survivor of 20 hours on the rooftop? Whatever happened to him? Was he fictitious? Is he the man in the iron mask? Is he the Scarlet Pimpernel? He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Yeah, with a name change and a lie detector test every day. And you think you're living in a free country, you sucker. You sucker. So don't send anybody else to Libya. They're sodomizing State Department officials. The Navy failed in Libya, but they have a prepackaged excuse. Now one of the few U.S. flag ships, it gets hijacked. You go on a cruise. You ever see a Carnival cruise line? They don't have an American flag. They got a Panamanian flag. I think it's Panamanian. It might be another country. But a lot of ships fly Panamanian flags. And somebody said, you know why that is? Because if they had to pay U.S. wages, the only one that they could afford to keep on the ship would be the captain. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, one of the U.S. flagships gets hijacked by radical Muslims, and the Navy is out to lunch again. Admiral, give Obama a pre-packed excuse number 27. No, that's not the one. That's losing SEAL Team 6. Give me number 25. Oh, no, that's not the one. That's the we will never invade Iran speech by Admiral Lemon. Try 28. Well, Hollywood can hype that movie about SEAL snipers shooting two Somalis in the head at the same time and not have to worry that two Somalis don't jump into Nigeria and cut two American heads off tomorrow. So, Hollywood, if those Americans die, it's your fault. Why not? Why can't we blame you? The Clintons blamed some guy that had five hits on a video for Benghazi. Remember that? They sold that guy out. And when it was proven that the guy, nobody watched the video, Hillary got a blood clot and didn't recover until her last day of leaving the State Department. I'd like to see those MRI photos and prescriptions and nurses' reports. Boy, they got the nurses filling out a lot of paperwork. I'm sure they got tons of paperwork on Hillary's blood clot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she fainted. Yeah, she fainted because she killed the two guys. And she was thinking she might be charged with murder. And I heard some jerk tonight talking about going after some low-level serviceman that could be tried under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and probably because he was drinking more than 17 ounces of soda under the mayor, in violation of the mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale law. And I said to myself, you know who else can be tried for cowardice in the face of the enemy? The commander-in-chief, Article 99. Cowardice in the face of the enemy is punishable by a firing squad. Is anybody going to address the president and ask him what he thinks about that? Yeah, is he going to pardon himself? Yeah, unbelievable. So, hey, Navy, it's time to read the sayings of Stephen Decatur, who burned Tripoli and is remembered for his great The Spirit of America quotation, "My country, right or wrong." Do you hear that, liberals? Ex-liberals, now communists? "My country, right or wrong, my country under God." That's what he said. Yeah. If you need help, holla, Mr. President. I can write good excuses. And if all else fails, I'll tell some submarine jokes. Are you getting new hats too in the Navy?
like Obama's military bigger than the American military? Can the Chinese repo your ships? We're in trouble, and the big crisis is the Air Force is refueling political correctness. Don't you guys realize that you're being set up by an atheistic communist at the next parade? Will you all be wearing muzzles? Have you forgotten what it's like to be an American? Here's a reminder. YouTube, flag burners of record. Know your enemy. YouTube, America Crossroads, Abu Tam. Know the spirit of America. And YouTube, I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. Know your enemy. Okay, we'll give you a tune, and we'll come back, and we'll load the cannon. What should we do? We can do Somebody Stole My Gal. Somebody Stole My Country.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say she was leaving. Her kisses I missed though. He's getting them, I know. Oh gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see. Yeah, a broken hearted lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal.
Picture of three kids trick-or-treating and beautiful children. God makes them beautiful children, doesn't he? And they're standing and looking at a woman in the doorway, and they're saying, Obama scare or treat? Obamacare or treat? Yeah, give me a break. What does it matter how they died? Should be shouted across the land at every communist rally. You know, George Soros just laid out $1 billion for Hillary Clinton. Yes. Let me put it this way. The headline is, Billionaire Supports Hillary. Yeah, KGB, a billionaire. Oh, man, when the Russian Empire went down, a lot of guys made a lot of good money. Oh, Clinton was, I think he was in with Frank Perdue on a chicken deal. Oh, they were pumping chickens into the Soviet Union. And now we're pumping chickens over to China so that they can be grown and sent back to the United States. Oh, by the way, there's an alert that dogs are dying from a beef jerky that's being imported from China. I think they lost 7,000 dogs so far, and one cat. Cats must be a lot smarter. Maybe they just don't like beef jerky. So and put that in your crack pipe and smoke it today. Yeah, Soros is buying a presidency. Headline, KGB billionaire supports Hillary for empress. Where is the headline for the average real American puts his life, liberty, and sacred honor on Ted Cruz plus $10? oh, they're all upset. I had to turn Savage off tonight. He was lambasting Cruz. Savage, the crystal ball abuser. And I don't want to get into Walt. What is it when the kids have autism? Savage said that it's a fake thing. I don't think so. The thing we should be doing is find a cure for it. You know, now that we've cured AIDS. Yeah. Oh, God help us. But poor women, the breast cancer is still around. But we cured AIDS. Everybody gets a cocktail. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, you know. It's like putting your ass in a meat grinder. You know it's the wrong thing to do, but you do it anyway. And you get a little behind in your work. So, what are we talking about? I do want to let the troops in the field know, if you got a bitch and you want to get it out on the air, I promise you, I will relay your thoughts and wishes. And if you want to do dedications to a girl back here, send me an email, abutom@aol.com, and we'll cover your name and we'll cover your location so Geraldo Rivera doesn't give it to Al-Qaeda. And we will get your message out. If you go to my website, Spirit of America Party radioshow.com, you will see the 14 chapters of my book, just the cover pages, Spirit of America Party book, and one of the chapters is probably dedicated to the military, and I have a picture of the last Marine unit to leave Iraq. And Baker Company, I don't remember what else, but they asked, they were out on the internet, and I happened to catch them, and they said, we hope that somebody finds this and lets everybody know how we feel about 911. And they had a formation, and the formation said, 911, we remember. And it was nice the way they did it. They had the 911, and the dash was an American flag, and then we remember, all spelled out, and then taken from a helicopter. Picture was taken from a helicopter. Very nice. And I put them on the on the cover of one of the chapters in my book, and I said, we will never forget you. We will always remember you. So someday some guy will be reading something he found in a cake sale, in a garage sale, and he'll recognize the outfit he served with, and he'll know that somebody remembered. So having said that, let me go back to, if you love this country and you want to protect the backs of troops in hot zones, and go to Hillary rallies and throw out Benghazi loud and clear. Everywhere she goes, Benghazi must appear. She may Buffalo, she's up in Buffalo, BS and the Buffalonians, but she has bills to pay. She has Buffalo bills to pay. And Catholics cannot pay Obamacare bounty money for dead kids. If you allow your insurance payments, premiums, to go to abort 4,700 American kids a day, you're going to burn in hell. So you got to, who are you going to worry about, God or the devil? Because God's going to give you to the devil. You cannot be fair and impartial while babies are being murdered every day in government-sponsored chop shops. There's no difference between Planned Slaughterhood and Birkenau Auschwitz. And when the smoke comes up the chimney and the locals said we had no idea what it was, they had a lot of knowledge about what it was. They knew what was going on there, just like you and I know what's going on in these chop shops. These kids are being drawn and quartered without anesthesia, up to 8 months. In some cases, 9 months. if you went to see Kermit the Frog, yeah, who's now doing time in jail. He's one. Caught one guy in 50 years. Give me a break. That's government-sanctioned, not euthanasia. What's the word I'm looking for? Genocide. You can't get away from it. You're going to go to the grave, and then you're going to have to appear at a hearing. And they're going to, and the question's going to be, and there's going to be cherubim and seraphim there, and they're going to recognize you. And they're going to say, you got a girl in trouble, and then you turned your back on her. You're the other half of the equation. She had a struggle with her decision. It didn't take you more than 10 seconds to say, take a walk. Not even cab fare to the clinic. You ain't getting off the hook, man. You're going to pay. You're going to pay the piper. So you better make amends. You better start doing penance. You better start looking for the cross. And get into a church and ask God to forgive you. Because if you don't ask him now, he'll ask you, what do you want to do? When you have to stand before the grand jury. Yeah. Nobody's getting out of this world alive. And everybody's going to have to pay for their sins. Unless you're an atheist, and then again, you know where the end of the galaxy is. Oh, you don't know where the end of the galaxy is? Then what's in it for you? Why don't you ask God? He knows where the end of the galaxy is. He created it. You think it's the Big Bang Theory? Oh, well, ask the Big Banger. Oh, man. A moment of silence. This is a good one here. Let me see if I got this. Catholic cannot pay a Obama bounty money for dead kids. And another YouTube is Save the Kids. Go to that one. It'll break your heart. There's, I think on that one that I did a couple of them. There's a Latino girl, and she's fully formed, and her hair is about 2 inches long. And she looks at peace. She's dead, but she looks at peace. And she's intact. They didn't pull her arms and legs off. She's just like sleeping. And you can see her face, and you can see her features, and you know, I call her Linda Mujer, because had she been allowed to live, she would have been a beautiful woman. And you hardly can see the little incision in the back of her neck that cut her spinal cord. It's really wonderful, isn't it? If you ever had to walk into a chop shop and work a day there and help throw the bodies in the garbage, I guarantee you, you would be good for the rest of your life, or crazy. So, a moment of silence and communist oaths. A moment of silence is not a moment of prayer. That's another tactic. America's being muzzled. You may only have a half a muzzle on, but when they get finished with it, you'll have a full muzzle. So what they do is an American dies, and hey, Joe died, and he's in heaven. We want to say a little prayer for him. Say, oh no, you can't pray. We're going to have a moment of silence because you might offend this one atheist that's taken over the entire U.S. Air Force. Yes, what's that guy's name? I forget his name, but he's very successful. He has the Pentagon shaking in their boots. I would love to see him tell General Patton that he has to take God out of the equation. Remember General Patton? He called in a chaplain. He says, you write a prayer for no rain tomorrow, for sunshine. Yeah, and if we have rain tomorrow, you're in trouble. Boy, you can bet that chaplain prayed all night long, right? You want to hear a quick story about Patton? This was told to me by a longshoreman who one day was working in the 60s when everybody was sucking weed and on the pill, and and spitting on their country and going to the airports to spit on the returning of Vietnam veterans who went and fought for them so they could hide out and say they were for peace. You know, the cowards.
Yeah.
They're now called Occupy Wall Street. They haven't changed. Communists never change. It's just a question of new sandals. Well, anyway, he was working as a longshoreman, and a guy came in, and all the guys that were behind the counter, this was like picking up imports. You know, you go to a forwarder, and you get your stuff that you just imported in from other countries, like Soviet bloc countries. And he had an American flag sewn on his ass. These guys were all World War II vets. So he gave them their receipts, and they went to look for the goods. And they took all his goods, and they threw them in the river. And while he was inside waiting for his goods, a forklift came and refurbished his car. And then they come out, and they gave him his receipts, and we can't find anything. And then he went out, and he seen his car with big holes in it, you know, from where the forklift goes in to the doors. And he called the cops. And the cops came, and they said, "Did you see anything?" He said, "No, just a flag on his ass." "Well, I guess that's it, then. Call your insurance company." And that's it, man. So anyway, he told me a story about General Patton. General Patton is sitting on the Elbe River, and they're waiting for the Russians to come in and rape Berlin. They raped the 2 million German women on the way into Berlin and in Berlin. You won't read that in the history books because the college professors still have you looking at the Nazis but not at the communists. And a Soviet colonel comes storming in to Patton's office, and he said, "All the ships on the American side of the Elbe River belong to the Soviet Union, and he's here to make sure that they get transferred to the other side." And Patton said, "Who let this guy in here?" And everybody just, you know, looked up in the air and shrugged. And Patton opened up his desk drawer, and he pulled out a .45. And he put it on the desk, and then he picked up the phone, and he spoke to somebody, and he said, "Activate the 4th Armored Division. We're attacking the Russians." And that colonel turned white and beelined it out of there. Now, could you imagine what happened when he went back and reported to his superiors? "Get ready. They're coming." And that's Patton also said, "No battle decision, no good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair." And we got a president that couldn't even stay up late for two guys fighting for their lives in Benghazi. He couldn't even look in on them. How they doing? Are they dead yet? Can we cover this? Oh, Obama, you ain't getting off the hook, man. Your day of reckoning is coming. And all you communists, formerly Democrats in the new Communist Party, your day is coming too. So a moment of silence is not a moment of prayer. This is deliberately done to shut out God's message center. God likes joyful singing and fervent prayers is said out loud. Welcome to Communist USA, as Stalin would be proud. Since the Clinton 911 cover-ups, all testimony given under oath has been a lie. The communist oath that you take under the penalty of atheistic perjury says thus: "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?" Go to YouTube, get the Clinton hearings, the 911 Clinton Towers collapse, and watch them swearing in the people that are lying and testifying. See, no God, no witness. So help you, Obama. So help you. That's what they say. Nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you. So help who? Obama bin Laden? Bruce Springsteen? Matt Damon? Mickey Mouse? So help you who? at the Democratic Convention. Go to YouTube. Watch the count. Watch the voice. Watch the voice count on does God stay or does God go? God had to leave. God was kicked off the platform. There is no God in the party of death. It is now the Communist Party. The Democrat Party is now with the rhinos. And I call the rhinos the Democamo Reserves. All that is free is tea. Would you like one lump or two? State Department press conference today. Only cover-up info and lies. I watched that also. All questions received got, we'll get back to you answers. Imagine this: your boss sends you to record what's going to be spoken about at the State Department, and they tell you we're going to get back to you. You know, that's like when you go to a car dealership and you don't want to buy a car, and they got your car up on the lift. You know that feeling, right? Obama scare hearings today. All the Democrats defended failure, blaming the Republicans. Henry Waxman led the jihad, followed by a loser from New Jersey. The loser from New Jersey was terrible. He was an insult to intelligent people. He called the hearings a monkey show. You know who else uses the word monkey? Putin. Putin called Obama a monkey with a grenade when he was getting ready to go to Syria. Yeah. Oh, but the press covered it up. They docked it up what Putin said. And then they said Putin didn't say it. Other people in the Soviet Union said it. I know it's called Russia now. Obama scare hearings today. All the Democrats defended failure. And followed by a loser from New Jersey. What's new? New Jersey always sends losers to Congress, as does New York. You know what? I'm worried about the Southland, because when the Southland goes, the country goes. And I see guys like Linseed Lohman, Graham, and this guy from West Virginia. And when I see a liberal communist, the Democrat from the Southland, I get real worried, because when the Southland goes, the country goes. And that's the truth. The spirit of America will die. The flicker of the little flicker of freedom light will go out. So, and then there was this woman, DeJet. I call her Congress Beast, the DeJet from the degenerate state of Colorado. Can you believe Colorado went down the tubes? What happened there? I used to be proud of Colorado. Isn't that named after an American Indian? Am I right or wrong? Mangus, Colorado seems to come to mind. It is really sad. It is really sad. And communists are winning all over. They've got the kids in the schools, or they've had the universities for years. Yep. They sit on the judges' benches. That, you know, they shop for decisions by judge. The State Department has been loaded with communists since 1930. And the State Department conference today, the press reporters were getting upset. They could get no answers, and all they got was, "I'll get back to you." All the Democamos voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11. Did you know that? 80% of flag burners vote no anesthesia for babies being drawn and quartered in Democamo chop shops and planned slaughterhood. We got to do something about abortion. We can't keep killing these kids. We can't keep killing these kids. Americans are now finding out that Big Brother wants cash. Henry Waxman, the archenemy of Mighty Mouse and baseball inquisitor, the registered socialist, declared that all slaves must enroll in communist care or be prosecuted. So when the knock on the door comes at 4, it will not be the milkman. The Democamos blame at the stupid people who can't fill out a simple form. If you're not tech savvy, you can mail in your information on fresh papyrus. Gee, only yesterday they were constituents. Today, the people failed the party. There are so many leaks in the departments of state and defense, the little Dutch boy would suffer cardiac arrest. People are now starting to realize that this Snowden is a KGB agent and that he did a lot of damage. Oh, they're all upset that Germany called the American ambassador today and browbeat him for spying on the chancellor, listening in on her phone calls. But I got to tell you something. All these guys have been spying on everybody. Everybody spies on everybody. It's part of the game. I seem to recall that there was an Israeli contractor who got a contract for payphones in the White House. And all the calls used to go to Tel Aviv and then back to the United States yeah, for screening. And I'll tell you something. If I was Israeli man, I'd want bugs in the White House. I'd want to definitely know firsthand when Obama makes the deal with Iran to wipe them out. Oh, he's not going to do that. No, he's just going to use satellites to give the Iranians information when Israel gets ready to strike, if they ever strike. I got to see, the last time I seen Netanyahu, he had a look on his face that worried me. He looked scared. Yeah, I'm worried. A moment of silence is to muzzle religious people, and an oath is not an oath until a man says, so help you God. Where does it say the communist minority gets to rule the American majority? Who is looking out for the troops in Afghanistan that Obama is going to run out on? Mogadishu, Clinton Mogadishu and Obama Benghazi style. Democrats get you into war. It's one of the first things in my book that I say. They get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. Look at LBJ. How could you walk away as president? How could you say, I choose not to run again? You got 500,000 Americans on a battlefield 7,000 miles away, and you choose not to run again? Give me a break, man. You should have been over there with them. Yeah. If he can't turn his computer on, he's a no-go daddy. Yeah, you know what? They spent $660 million to get this computer system up and running. For $9.95, they could have got a domain name from GoDaddy, and $35 a month, they could have covered everything. They could have leased it. Now, I got to tell you something. $660 million to get that system up. I would like the names of everybody who was involved, who got a check. Just give me the names of who got the checks, whose companies got the checks. And then I'd like to run that list against campaign contributions and see what names turn up. Maybe it doesn't have to be. You know what it reminds me of? I was in Kuwait, and the Kuwaitis were jealous because the Emiratis, they had a bigger a WASTA system. WASTA in Arabic means connections. And if you're connected, you know, like George Soros is, you can run a government. And the story was that somebody in the Sheikh's office, and I'm not going to mention any names, the Sheikh's office in the UAE, they were he was sitting around with his friends, they were having tea and a little scotch that they confiscate from people leaving the country. But no, you can have liquor in the UAE. You can have liquor in Bahrain. Half of Saudi Arabia goes to Bahrain on the weekends. And it's funny to walk into a bar in Bahrain and see guys in dish dashes sitting up on the bar watching a soccer game, smoking a cigarette and having a beer. I call it haram juice. But So these sheikhs and the sheikh and his friends were all sitting around. He goes, you know, we got to do a road. We got to do a road building project. Who wants to bid on it? He doesn't give them specs, dimensions, doesn't give them length. Who wants to bid on it? And one sheikh says, I'll do it for 25 million. Another sheikh says, I'll do it for 9 million. He says, okay, you got it for 9 million. So then he starts to build the road, and he runs out of money, and he goes back, and he goes, I need more money. He says, okay, how much more do you need? Another 9 million. You got it. And that's business as usual. And you don't think that goes on in our country here? What? What's that? What's his name? The guy that voted to burn the flag that's now the head of the minority party in the Senate? Match McConnell. Voted to burn the flag with 40 Democrats. There's a rhino for you. Look, I did it for you. I did it for the party. You know, I wanted to show I was nonpartisan. Yeah, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 8 were Republicans. Some are dead now. But anyway, and Mitch McConnell was one. And you want to know who else was one? You're not going to believe it. Fred Thompson, the conservative. Hollywood Fred. Oh, and even better than that, I did on YouTube. You go to YouTube, it says, who owns the Senate? I did a little checking on only Democrats because I'm partial. And I'm fair and impartial. And I just did Democrats. And I did contributions, who donates the most money to these guys. And I came to John Kerry. And guess who donated, who was the biggest contributor to John Kerry? John Kerry now, Vietnam John, the guy that threw his medals over and was rewarded by the Soviet Supreme. The guy who, if you go to www.captainsblog.us, you can see pictures of John Kerry with North Vietnamese friends. And I was told by somebody that his campaign office in New York, when he was running, was a shared building with the Soviet American Friendship Society. Yeah, and check it out. Google it, man. Don't take my word for anything. Google everything. You know what happens when you Google? You get extra dirt. You trip on things that you can't believe. But anyway, so guess who John Kerry's biggest contributor was? You ready? Can you handle the truth? Are you sitting down? Bain Capital. Bain Capital? Isn't that the one that Romney was head of? Yeah, Bain Capital. You see, when you get to the top, it's all the same guys. Liberals will believe that. We're in trouble. Let's see, if you need help, holla. I can write good excuses. If all else fails, tell some submarine jokes. Are you getting new hats too, like Obama's military, bigger than the American military? Can the Chinese repo your ships? We're in trouble, and the big crisis is the Air Force is refueling political correctness. Don't you guys realize you're being set up by an atheistic communist? At the next parade, we will all be wearing Muslims. Have we forgotten what it's like to be American? YouTube, flag burners of record. YouTube, American Crossroads, and use my Abu Tom because there's a lot of American Crossroads up there. YouTube, I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. You'll like that one. And if you got a little tinge of patriotism, and if you're out there and you got somebody serving and they're in a hot spot, and you want give them a shout out, I gave you my email address, abutom@aol.com. And all you got to do is send it to me any way you want. and I'll take care of it, and I'll try and see that he gets it or gets to hear it, and all your relatives. I'm going to go to a tune about a guy that got in trouble with his fiance or live-in partner in modern America.
Is it my fault? I have to lose you. I stayed with you when time were bad. I kissed your tears when you were sad. I thought I knew you, but I never knew you.
Doing that Halloween trick-or-treat thing. And it's two boys, and they look about 9 years old, and a girl who's like a big 10. And I feel so sorry for that girl, because she's only a few years away from being launched into the sick society that we have become. And I think that's the greatest punishment, when you ruin the dreams of a child. And God is waiting on those people. And I believe he said, better to have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the deepest part of the sea than betray the innocent. Oh, Lord, I hope your justice is swift and sharp. Bob Grant, you're not forgotten. A bartender, play my buddy. Muslims burn churches. Egypt is being turned into a church-burning festival. And what's sad about that is Coptic Christians, and I see the churches and the artwork that's being destroyed. And, you know what's been there. Christians were in Egypt before the Muslims were. And I got a soft spot for Egyptians, because in the Bible it says that Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus went to Egypt. Joseph, in a dream, was told, get out of town, that the first abortion clinic is opening up in Israel, and all two-year-olds and under will be killed. And they went to Egypt. And I did a little research because some people say they... O'Reilly said it. O'Reilly says, nah, they couldn't have gone to Egypt. It was too far. You know, he had a pedometer. And I did a little research, and there's towns along the way, you know, where they could have done maybe 10, 15, 20 miles a day, rested and went on the next day. So... and everywhere that they stopped and rested, churches sprung up, springs sprung up, and it's very nice. But there is a lot of artwork in those temples of God. And what's sad is that the Coptic Christians in Egypt stood with the prophet Mohammed against the Pope, that they chose to be Egyptians first. And they supported the Prophet Muhammad. And as a reward for standing with him, they were given a sanctuary in their country. But the new Muslim order, which may be a Soviet infiltrated, is wiping out the lovers of the cross. And it's sad. And there are some beautiful churches that they're putting the torch to. So having said that, and I've got 2 minutes left, I want to say a little prayer for the troops. The Lord, protect our boys overseas. Bring them all home safely. Do not let them be betrayed. Give them the courage and fortitude to survive. So when they come home and they find rough going, that you are there for them, Lord, as you are for all of us. Amen. Now, I'll go out with a little funny tune. And I usually pay tributes to all branches of the service. And one time I was paying a tribute to all the branches, and I played the Marine Corps hymn, the Army song, the Navy hymn, and the Anchors Away, and the Air Force hymn, and I couldn't find Semper Paratus for the Coast Guard. And I was running out of time, so I just quickly threw this one in.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped around me and I open the door, and in a splish splash I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah. I was rolling and a shoulder, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, fishing and a splashing. We want to.
back to the healthcare program. I just want to throw this in on the way out. How is it going to be cheaper when before you had the doctor, the patient, and you had the insurance company? And now you have the doctor, the patient, the insurance company, and the tax-sucking U.S. government. How is healthcare going to be cheaper? There's another bureaucratic level that's just been added to the nightmare. And I'm going to tell you, you may see TIA healthcare program, and it's going to be triggered not by the senior citizens, and not by the Tea Party, not by the Republicans. It's going to be triggered by the young people in this country when they get their first bill and are threatened with fines if they don't pay it. And all they and all they got to do is just say, nope, I'm not going to do it. And that's it. That's the end of health care. That's the end of the government health care program. And the next thing that will follow suit is a petition to recall it. And it'll be the law of the land, but not for long. And I hear horror stories already. Everybody's prices are going up. So, and the only way to, that the government can subsidize it is they got to tax you more. And they say, well, there's 30 million that weren't insured. They are now. Yeah, but those 30 million aren't going to pay anything. So somebody's got to pay for the 30 million. And there's probably another 30 million that aren't paying. So what, we got one guy going to work? I used to have dreams that I was the only guy left working in America, and my phone would ring at 6 in the morning, and they'd want to know if I had gone to work yet. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And we finally, we should have a party. I mean, don't they ring the bell at Wall Street when the debt goes to $17 trillion? We broke the $17 trillion barrier. We're on our way to $18 trillion. This guy's got 3 years left. Talk to you. Have a nice night. Watch out for the kids. Keep those kids safe.